Don't be beat.
Good morning!
Everybody ready?
Identify musical composition.
It's the hottest music of the 90s and now.
Oh boy, here we go again.
We'll keep it on in the morning mix. Mix 96.7 WBVI.
21 minutes away from 9 o'clock in the morning. Keith and Dawn, Mix 96.7 on a beautiful sunny Wednesday.
The sun came out. It's hump day.
Yes, it is.
Hey, we are so lucky to have on our phone lines with us the Senior Executive Risk and Business Development Manager.
That's a lot of stuff to fit on a card, Lauren.
It's Dr. Lauren Wagner. Good morning.
Good morning. Yeah, it just rolls off your tongue, doesn't it?
It's a little bit of a mouthful, but that's okay.
For those that don't know about our good friends over at Centricom, they deal primarily in making sure that networks and people's computers are secure and all the bad things that can happen. Correct?
Yeah, that's correct. We deal a lot on the network and security side, and especially with small and medium businesses and trying to help them maintain a healthy network and a secure network.
This is a time where people are so uncertain of things going on outside of their homes, and it's nice to feel safe inside your home or inside your business with your computer, but that's not always the case. What can we do, or what's out there that may be creeping into the computer right now?
Well, unfortunately, there's a lot of stuff out there knocking on your door, computer-wise, trying to separate you from your money. You know, there's been a lot of activity in areas like phishing that we talk about when people get an email that might have a malicious link to it or an attachment that ends up infecting their computer and maybe infecting their bank account as well. And then there's just these ongoing scams of trying to take advantage of individuals in terms of a crisis like we're facing today with COVID-19 or, you know, like there was last year with the fires out west, for example. Anytime there's some major event that's occurring that has people's attention, the scammers, the cyber criminals try to get your attention as well. And they do it through relatively simple email that appear, for all intents and purposes, to be legitimate, except they may have a few misspellings or a few syntactic errors in them that you may or may not catch, but that's some of the things you have to be on the lookout for.
Is that really the only difference? Like, how does a person know that this is something we shouldn't open?
Well, In the case of the email, sometimes you can look at the address that the email would be returned to. So if you put your cursor over the email address, it may show something different than what you're actually seeing on your screen. So, for example, I might send an email to somebody and it says from Lauren Wagner, and you put your cursor over that from field, and it may show a completely different email address. Yeah. Or within the body of the email, maybe they'll say, click on this link. And again, if you put your cursor over that box or that URL, whatever the case may be, it can reveal, usually down towards the bottom of the page, what the real address is that it's going to.
And sometimes you'll have like a dot, you'll have a dot RU, which is from Russia. Mm-hmm. You'll have a dot EXE, and I've always been taught, if you put your cursor over it and you see a .exe, don't touch it.
Yeah, you're exactly right. There are files. Most of the files these days can have active content. So whether it's a .exe or even a .pdf, it can have content in there, or PowerPoint can have content in there that can execute on your machine and ultimately cause bad things to happen.
Then what are some of the things that will protect us then?
Well, really being vigilant. I mean, when you're in a business network, you have services available to you that might look at the incoming email and determine whether it might represent a phishing email or a scam email based on historical information or based on content. A lot of times when people are at home, they don't necessarily have the advantage of those types of services. So you really just have to be more diligent. You definitely want to make sure you're running a good antivirus program and anti-malware program on your PC, and make sure that those definition files that come with it, that have this database, if you will, of bad stuff to recognize, is kept up to date. Those are factors that can help an awful lot.
Kind of like think before you click, always.
Think before you click, absolutely.
I have a question. Zoom has become a huge, huge thing over the last 3 weeks. People are changing the way they conduct business, but there are some issues with Zoom that people need to be aware of. In fact, if I understand it correctly, there are some businesses that don't allow you to use Zoom.
Well, you know, those are some things that have come up here pretty recently with all the activity of people working from home, and that have brought those things to light. We use Zoom. Some of the issues that have come about have been tied largely to the free version of Zoom, where there's less security, less protection. Mm-hmm. People can use applications like Zoom, and they can password protect the call that they're setting up, the conference call or the video call, and that can be a big help right there. It's just putting a password on it. Or Zoom also has a waiting room facility, if you will, that you can turn on and then decide when people are trying to connect, whether you want them to connect or not. So there are some features in there that allow you to be more protected. People, unfortunately, tend to yield towards convenience versus security.
Well, and cost, too. If they see it's free, they say, oh, that's great, it's free. Well, nothing's
absolutely
free.
Nothing's free. And then we've learned anything on the Internet, the things that are free are getting something or taking something from you. One way or another, you're paying for that free service, supposedly free service you're getting.
As far as a software, a good software for a home-based person to use, what would you recommend that's out there that is good? And how much will it cost?
When you ask about software, you're talking like antivirus software,
of
software?
Yes, I'm sorry, yes.
Okay, well, I just want to make sure. There's a number of them and a number of brands that are out there that are good and have been around for a very long time. So you have, you know, Norton or Symantec has software out there for home users. McAfee has software out there for home users. Personally, I've been using McAfee for a long time. That's fairly cost effective, and it allows you to put multiple copies. So if you have multiple computers or even on your mobile phone, you can have protection, which is an area that a lot of people do not. So I think that that's a benefit. I'm going to be really soft on price ranges, but I would think that somewhere in the neighborhood of $100 a year, and that's just a guess.
I understand that the word, software, Kaspersky, you did not mention. Is there a reason why? It's because it's Russian, right?
I'm hesitating.
All right, you don't have to go any further.
Kaspersky has been around for a long time, but it is owned and operated by individuals in Russia, right. And it has been very controversial because of that. So, you know, in today's world, if you have a product that its roots are in Russia or its roots are in China, you might want to think about that.
There you go.
You're right. All right. Thank you so much, Lauren. You've been a huge help.
Well, I appreciate it.
First of all, I was going to say, if people want to get in touch with you or have questions for you, how can they do that?
Well, there's at Centricom, there's a general contact email out there on their website. But if they wanted to ask me a question, they could reach me at lwagner@centricom.net.
And Lauren, can you leave us with one word of advice that you would do that you think is very important for either businesses or consumers out there for computers?
Well, I think that was said earlier. Think before you click.
All right.
It really does. We can have all the technology in the world, and we can have all the processes in the world, but these vulnerabilities, these threats that are out there, really come down to the human factor, and that's what they're taking advantage of. People being too busy, or whether it's lack of knowledge or lack of attention, but just being diligent and being in questioning. You know, the emails that you get and the content and the value, and, you know, do a little bit of homework and checking before you click on that link or you download that attachment.
Well, you gave a really great tip, and I know that some people are not mm-hmm. aware of that, and that is to slow. A lot of people want to just click, 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 click. If you put your mouse over and highlight the area you want to click on, see what actually pops up. Because that's where people just, if they click too fast, they never know what they actually just did.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You're exactly right.
All right, Lauren, thank you so much for your time, and please give our best to everybody downtown. All right?
Yeah, well, thank you, and stay healthy.
Okay.
Thank you,
too. Thank you, Lauren. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
That was Lauren Wagner, Senior Executive, Risk and Business Development.
All started there in Findlay, right downtown.
Mm-hmm.
And